Welcome to Reality Algorithm, the show about how the media is changing us. I'm your host Cameron, here with co-host Nicholas, and today we're talking about propaganda and social media.
This podcast has been brought to you by Mr. Barrington's English class and has been recorded in the back of the Riverside Library.
We are here with Stephen, a student at Riverside.
Hello, hello.
So, Stephen, do you think that propaganda still exists in our society?
I'd have to say yes. Looking at the news, some news articles that I see, a lot of the writers will exaggerate and a little bit twist some of the story. You will see a lot of words being used to exaggerate what happened or to intrigue the reader to clicking on the article and seeing what happens. A lot of people don't like really click on the article and will maybe just glance over the topic and think they know everything. And so I feel like that's also a dangerous thing that we see today.
Speaking of the news, do you happen to get any of your news from social media?
A lot of the news that I do get, yes, some of it comes from social media because it's so readily available. But I like to, when I see something that like intrigues me or like maybe like may seem outrageous, I like to always go to like a second source or a third source because I don't really know. Sometimes they may exaggerate or just things may not be right. So I like to always verify what I'm seeing is that's like actually true.
Have you ever thought that my news feed is different from yours?
I'd say yes, because I know a lot of like search engines or whatever you may use. I know Google may remember a lot of the things you may search up, and depending on what you read and what you like to search on the web, maybe you like to appeal to what you maybe read in the past. So yeah, I guess that your news may be different than mine, especially if you're on a different like spectrum, on a different side of the political spectrum than me, then it may be different than mine. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your time, Steve.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Many people are under the false pretense that propaganda is a thing of the past. When you think of propaganda, you think of the 60s and the 70s and the fear of the communist regime. But that isn't the truth. Propaganda is all around us in modern times. Propaganda is no longer in the form of signs and posters. Propaganda has evolved, and propaganda has now become what we have come to know as social media. Social media is a superior form of propaganda because it appeals to your interests and keeps you captivated in these false narratives. As tech giants continue to gather your data, social media influencers tell you what to think, buy, and do. From personal experience, I have come to realize this more and more. For example, as I start to watch a new show, I begin to see more and more posts related on my social media. This is all despite me never hinting to Instagram that I'm interested in the show. This is irrefutable proof that they're gathering data on me and you.
Because of this, we both decided to watch the Netflix documentary The Social Dilemma, which came out in September of 2020. It explores the concepts behind social media and how it serves to act as a platform for propaganda. Although not originally intended for it, it has evolved into this purpose due to data gathering, filter bubbles, and the social media algorithm.
The documentary's story follows a teenage boy whose attention is constantly captivated by the attention-grabbing software. This leads to him making bad decisions based around him following the not-so-sound advice of social media influencers. This documentary very much reflects what is going on in society today.
Filter bubbles, as we mentioned before, are big contributors to this problem. This is a result of the purpose of the social media algorithm to keep users on the platform. It does this by recommending them content similar to what they have expressed an interest in before. If a person does not think to branch out, they will only have one part of the big picture and will live in a warped reality where they are always right. For example, if I make a lot of searches related to climate change denial and nothing else, all I'm going to be given is more information about climate change denial.
This causes the person in question to go down a rabbit hole. This causes them to become ignorant to the facts and sometimes lands them in a conspiracy group. Conspiracies are for the most part harmless, but sometimes they can become very toxic and even ruin somebody's life. There have been extreme cases such as a man that followed Pizzagate, who ended up entering a pizza shop with a gun to free children that were supposedly trapped in the basement. As seen both in real life and in the documentary, social media can cause people to make rash decisions.
Conspiracy groups, for example, are so appealing because they provide simple explanations for complex problems. While the algorithm isn't necessarily trying to propagate these topics, they are so good at grabbing attention that the algorithm finds them very useful for keeping users active.
There was a second documentary that touched upon the filter bubble concept. When Britain decided to withdraw from the European Union, there were malicious forces at play. The Brexit movement already had the right-wing voters on their side. What would decide the outcome was getting the centrist voters on their side. In this documentary, Brexit, the Uncivil War, it is shown that data farming and targeted ad campaigns can change the outcome of a referendum. It is said that this social media interference with the voters should be charged as a criminal offense. 300 million ads were distributed that could have potentially swayed a voter's opinion.
In wrong hands, social media can easily be used to control people. Targeted advertising is one method, but there are also bots and other fake accounts, which can be used for political and monetary gain. Overall, what can be demonstrated in The Social Dilemma and Brexit, the Uncivil War, is that social media can pose a great danger to society. So what can we do about it?
The Social Dilemma expresses that tech companies should be regulated. If information is power, then tech companies rule the world. They have free rein in gathering as much data as they want. And this simply isn't good for the average individual. Their data gathering should be limited. It is further explained that taxes should be put in place to discourage excessive data mining.
What you can do for yourself is not let social media dominate your life and avoid chasing trends on social media. Be critical of the information you see and seek new angles to stories.
There is never only one truth and there is never only one reality. Don't be stuck in the online world. See for yourself what is going on around you in your everyday life.
Thank you for listening to The Reality Algorithm. To recap, propaganda still exists in our world on social media. The algorithms have created filter bubbles dividing humanity. We're not telling you to burn all your electronics and go live in the Yukon for the rest of your life. We just want you to be mindful of what you see online.
Be critical. Be smart. Never assume you have the full picture.
I'm Cameron.
And I'm Nicholas.
We're out.